Teenager arrested for three hit-and-run collisions in Huntington Beach. Huntington Beach, California, teenage boy was in custody on September 13 in connection with a string of alleged hit-and-run attacks in Huntington Beach, including one that killed a man. The suspect, who was not identified due to his age, was arrested at about 9 p.m. on September 12, according to Jessica Cuchilla, a spokeswoman for the Huntington Beach Police Department. Police said he was booked into Orange County Juvenile Hall on suspicion of murder and assault with a deadly weapon. According to Ms. Cuchilla, officers were called about 10:30 p.m. on September 10 about a motorist who allegedly intentionally sideswiped a bicyclist at Brad Drive and Edwards Street. While officers were on the scene of that collision, in which the victim sustained minor injuries, police were called about another bicyclist being struck at Heil Avenue and Springdale Street, Ms. Cuchilla said. That victim, 70-year-old Stephen Gonzalez of Huntington Beach, died from his injuries, police said. Later, another victim called police and said he was riding his bike at Warner Avenue and Edwards Street about 10 p.m. Sunday when he was struck by a hit-and-run vehicle as well, Ms. Cuchilla said. That victim also sustained minor injuries. The investigation was led by the police department's Crimes Against Persons Unit detectives in the 6,000 block of Warner Avenue, according to a police press release on September 13 announcing the arrest. Police found a black Toyota four-door car within the city that was suspected in the attacks, which led to the suspect's arrest, Ms. Cuchilla said. The safety of our city is our top priority, and I want to reassure the community that they are safe, Huntington Beach Chief of Police Eric Parra said in the press release. The investigation remains ongoing. Anyone with additional information was asked to call 714-375-5066. Anonymous tips can be called into OC Crime Stoppers at 855-TIP-OCCS. Julianne Foster contributed to this report.